Intro, a quick look at lean thinking. In my first book, 2 Second Lean, I wrote about how I learned to build a fun, continuously improving lean culture in my company, FastCap. To make lean more accessible to everyone, I simplified the lean principles of continuous improvement. After successfully implementing lean at FastCap, I shared what we had learned with others. Thousands of companies and managers worldwide wanted to learn a simplified way of implementing lean. The simple ideas that I laid out in 2 Second Lean helped them run and manage their organizations at a much higher level. In these companies, tens of thousands of employees are more engaged as they go about their work each day. They do a better job of serving their customers and constantly improving their products, all while reducing costs, increasing profits and wages, and creating greater job security in a team environment where everyone wins. Taking the same lean principles and applying them to my health was the inspiration for my second book. Lean Health tells the story of how I achieved exceptional health by treating my body like a Ferrari. I was an average, overweight, 54-year-old man who transformed himself into a high-performance machine. After the transformation, I looked like I could be on the cover of Men's Health magazine. By applying daily small improvements over a one-year period, I refined and simplified the process of managing my health, eliminated the waste in my diet and my exercise regime, and turned my life clock back 20 years. My third book, Lean Travel, is about how I tamed the struggle of travel. In this book, I will show you how I applied lean principles in a new way in order to improve every aspect of the travel experience. One of the main goals of lean is to identify and eliminate waste. Most people tolerate a great deal of waste when they travel. They wait in lines at the ticket counter and at security, which forces them to arrive much earlier than their departure time. They wait to pick up their luggage, which does not always arrive when it's supposed to. They continue to wait more at the rental car counter as the attendant slowly works through the line of customers, clicking through the options on their screens and trying to upsell the drivers on higher fees and unnecessary extra purchases. As a lean thinker, I view these wastes as beautiful opportunities to improve my life. I want perfection when I travel, and though I know it will never be perfect, I will get much closer than most people think is possible. I want my travel experience to be focused on learning and meeting people and not distracted by the clunky mechanics of getting somewhere. I do this because I am passionate about travel. I have been to 60 countries and have the goal of traveling to 100 countries by the age of 65. I am an instrument-rated pilot and have flown my own plane across the North Atlantic multiple times. I've landed at hundreds of airports all over the world and have seen sides of travel that most people don't even know exists, from private FBOs, fixed-base operators catering to corporate aircraft of the rich and famous, to landing on dirt runways in Africa. Before you dismiss me as some rich guy who can't afford the things that most cannot, I recently sold my airplane and now travel only commercially, and 90% is in economy class. I book all my own travel arrangements. I don't have a travel agent or assistant managing my crazy travel schedules. I travel about 6 months of the year and commonly take trips that last between 2 weeks and 2 months. This book charts my journey of continually improving the way I travel. It describes how I think about leaning out the processes of travel and continue to improve it every day, every leg, every hotel check-in, and every trip I make. I have worked hard to simplify every aspect of travel and remove the mountains of waste so my travel experience can be pure joy. In order to lean out your travel and simplify everything you do, you must have a deep understanding of the 8 wastes. The 8 wastes are 1, overproduction. 2, transportation. 3, inventory. 4, defects. 5, overprocessing. 6, motion. 7, waiting. And 8, wasted human potential. Here is a quick example of how the 8 wastes manifest themselves in the travel experience using a very common travel item, soap. Overproduction. When we check into a hotel, our rooms have a little bar of soap in the sink and another one in the shower. During our stay, between washing our hands and bathing ourselves, we might use 10% of the soap the hotel has provided. As a result, the hotel has to purchase much more soap than is actually necessary for its customers. Transportation. Billions of mini soap bars are used all over the world each year, which means that a lot of unnecessary transportation is needed to move it all. The waste of transporting the soap to the hotel and then to the garbage can, the dumpster, and then to the landfill really adds up. Adding to this is the transportation waste of the D9 Caterpillar that runs back and forth bearing mountains of overproduced soap at the landfills, as well as the transportation of the fuel and the maintenance vehicles that service the D9 Caterpillar. Inventory. In addition to the excess soap inventory being held and managed in the landfills around the world, hotels must deal with the abundance of soap in supply rooms. Managing this excess soap inventory is waste. Defects. The soap leaves scum on the sink and on the tiny tray in the shower. The resulting mess is a defect that requires the housekeeping staff to do extra work. Overprocessing. Waste begets more waste, and now we're adding things to the travel process that have nothing to do with why the product process was originally put in place. The purpose of providing soap is so the guests can clean and sanitize their hands and avoid spreading germs, not to create mountains of motion and inventory because someone was not thoughtful about the way they set up the process in the first place. Motion. The entire process of managing these little bars of soap produces mountains of waste and motion. From getting the bars of soap from the supply room into the cleaning cart, to moving the cleaning cart to the room, to retrieving the unused bars and throwing them in the trash can, and then emptying the trash can, the list goes on and on. Waiting. I can't tell you the number of times I've checked into a hotel early, around 10 a.m., and have been told my room will not be ready until 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Why? Because the management has made the housekeeping staff perform silly procedures that have no value for the customers. Example, moving tiny bars of soap around. And because management can't see the waste in what they're asking their team to perform every day. Wasted human potential. This is the greatest waste of all. When you have a human being that's capable of so much more and you make them do mundane, repetitive, stupid work like managing excess soap instead of teaching them to use their brain to continuously improve, the hotel staff members are dealing with soap when they could be dealing with more important work. This is the worst tragedy and the biggest of all the eight wastes, and it happens all over the world, millions of times every day. You should care because you're paying for that waste. Whether you like it or not, nobody works for free. Hotels just pass the cost of their stupidity on to you. If by chance you're someone who thinks that's part of the privilege of traveling is to open up a new little bar of soap every day, then there's nothing I can do for you. But let me tell you this, waste is not elegant or glamorous. Waste is ignorance. In addition to showing you how I travel, this book will give you the tools and understanding to make lean travel something that is fun and easy for you to do. No matter what your lot in life is, being born into this generation during this time period is the greatest gift that any human being could ever have. Opportunities are endless, and the world is open for business. Countries like Burma, China, Cambodia, Cuba, Kazakhstan, Sri Lanka, places Westerners used to avoid, are today wide open and for the most part welcoming. They have fantastic historical sites and the full spectrum of accommodations and cheap hotels to five-star resorts. Come along. We have a world to discover and amazing friends to make along the way. By the way, most of the waste involved with those little mini bars of soap could be solved with either of these two easy solutions. First, hotels could put liquid soap dispensers on the sink and in the shower. The customer would use only what they needed. The dispensers could be designed to clearly indicate when they are running low so the housekeeping staff could refill them only when necessary. Already, I'm seeing this more and more in hotels around the world, particularly in Asia, where people realize that resources are finite and they had better figure out a way to use them more efficiently. Secondly, travelers could solve this problem themselves. I have a small little soap container that I put one of these little mini bars of soap in. When I check into the hotel, I simply open my shaving kit and I have my own personal mini bar of soap that lasts me for a couple weeks. That's a 1,400% improvement over the current system. The one thing, being wasteful is not glamorous. It is the epitome of ignorance.